is Paul Sean Fitzgerald, and we have a pretty important thing to be talking about today because, you know, all of us obviously use cell phones these days, and Paul is the founder of the Research Center for Wireless Technology. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well.
Well, thank you for joining us today and talking to us about something that, well, sounds pretty scary, actually.
Well, it definitely is a scary topic, but the unfortunate thing is many people aren't aware of the dangers of cell phone radiation and how much they should be aware of it.
And that's kind of the thing that we want to chat with today, is specifically about the line of your work that has to do with cell phones, because it's kind of a scary thing. And I read here in the information you provided that about around 10 years ago, you had a friend that developed a tumor on his head, and you believe that that was because of cell phone use.
Well, now it's even more affirmative that it was because of cell phone use, because at the time when the side of his head grew out about 2 inches, an inch and a half to 2 inches, we were all looking at him kind of perplexed. What's going on with you? He went to the doctors. They didn't really know what was going on. And I said to him, hey, did you ever think about that cell phone you're using? At the time, he was using a cell phone called the Brick, which weighed about 2 pounds. You had to recharge it after a half hour, and it cost about $2,000 to buy.
Oh, yeah, the Brick, of course.
So what he later came down with was something called acoustic neuroma, which is a benign tumor of the inner eardrum. And what that is it's not fatal. It's benign. Then going and cut it out, you can lose your hearing. He was lucky enough not to.
He was lucky not to have lost his hearing.
Exactly.
But that's not something that I need growing on the back of my head or anything like that. And you're talking about these things called electromagnetic fields. So if you would just explain, sort of, is there really a problem, and do we need to be cautious with the way we use our cell phones?
Well, I like creating an analogy, because you take the microwave oven, and what you're doing is you basically have for the first time in the history of civilization, we have a microwave next to our head. The only difference is it doesn't put out the same wattage. It puts out the same frequency as a microwave oven. It's just not putting out the same thermal heating. See, cell phones work off of there are two ways, thermal heating effects and non-thermal cellular effects, which is the frequency. And to put that in terms that everybody can understand is the research that's all coming out now that wasn't done in the beginning when it should have been done is all on the non-heating effects of the cell phone. What you can't see that makes a cell phone work. If anybody's ever wondered, why does my cell phone work the way it does and I can be anywhere I want and talk on my cell phone, that's the effects that we most need to worry about, is the invisible effects. Yeah, well, even if you can get your cell phone away, one of the best ways to avoid any problems with radiation is to create distance from it. Your TV, 3 feet away is a safe distance. Your computer, 2 feet away is nice. Your cell phone, at least a foot away from you, is going to be beneficial.
That's definitely something to think about for sure. I wanted to ask you here, just in your personal opinion, sort of, because this is your business and this is kind of what you do, what would you recommend if somebody asked you, you know, how long can I talk to my cell phone before, I start, getting things that are going to mess me up here? So how long can somebody really talk?
Well, Dr. Leif Salford at the Lund University in Sweden, what he showed was that 2 minutes on a cell phone was enough to open. He studied the blood-brain barrier for over 20 years, and he showed 2 minutes was enough to have blood-brain barrier breachage, which your blood-brain barrier, for those who don't know, is what protects you from toxins, dangerous proteins. It protects you from your blood, basically. Our blood is very toxic, and the blood-brain barrier is a filter, so to say, to keep your brain safe, because your brain tissue is basically a thinking, it's there to think. It's thinking tissue. So what he showed, 2 minutes was enough to open up the blood-brain barrier and cause the breachage to where it's not protecting you fully as it should.
So are you saying that people should never talk on their cell phone for more than 2 minutes?
I'm saying that people should take precautions in using their cell phones or any type of people aren't going to stop using their cell phones, and especially for 2 minutes, it's not going to happen. So, are there cordless phones? Are all this other wireless technology we now have, hotspots? The thing is to be aware of it to figure out. For example, there's air tube headsets. These are made of a stethoscope type tubing, not the regular wire headsets, because the wire headsets transmit the electromagnetic fields up the wire and into your brain. So you're still dealing with the EMFs. The air tubes are made of a stethoscope-like tube that transmits sound waves instead of electrical waves.
So, wow, that's an amazing thing. An air tube headset. I actually saw a picture of one of those things, what that looks like. So they're kind of interesting. Some details at your website here, Paul, is emfnews.org, and some details if you have some questions about cell phone use and how it's how it can be pretty dangerous and that kind of thing. We appreciate you kind of at least making us aware of the problem this morning here, Paul, and we'll certainly look into see what we can do about that. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for your time.
We really appreciate you joining us this morning. It's Paul Sean Fitzgerald, and he's the founder of the Research Center for Wireless Technology. Again, that website again is emfnews.org. 8:57 on the Chicagoland 89.7 Shine.fm, and we'll be looking at the final look at the roadways here coming up in just